Skill 9. Listening for emotions. Practice 1. Questions 1 to 6. Question 1.
We'll begin the tour of Roselands Park with a bit about the history of the park. Local residents were thrilled when millionaire Samuel Waters announced that he would donate land for the park, including his collection of prized rose bushes. Some of his heirs, quite naturally, were a bit angry when they learned that he had given away so much family property.
Question 2.
What's the matter with you? Yesterday you seemed really excited about your science experiment.
That was yesterday. Today I just can't seem to get it to work right.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I don't know. I keep trying and trying, but it isn't working the way I planned.
Question 3. Our language lab is equipped with state-of-the-art equipment guaranteed to greatly improve your foreign language skills. Students are often confused when they first use our facilities because it seems complicated at first glance, but it's actually quite simple once you get used to it. Today, I'll give you an orientation to the lab, and you'll see how easy it is to use this equipment to complete your class assignments and study for tests. Question 4.
You didn't win the essay contest. Aren't you upset?
Not really.
I'd be really disappointed if I'd worked so hard and didn't even win second or third place.
It's just a contest. It doesn't really matter.
Question 5.
In local news, children and teachers at Burnside Elementary School received an unexpected visit yesterday from Mayor Sharon Smith as part of her campaign to focus attention on the plight of city schools. Several school board members accompanied the mayor. "We had no idea she was planning to visit us," said school principal Roger Simmons, "but naturally, we felt quite honored."
Question 6.
How's your research project going?
Great. It's almost done.
I'm impressed. I always get nervous when I have a big project like that to do.
It's not so bad, really. And I'm quite pleased with the results that I'm getting.